Mark, I know you really enjoy hanging out at Brady Street, and their Business Improvements District is talking about closing that road between Humboldt and Farwell Avenues and looking at some design changes around there, specifically to slow traffic and get more people there. What's the business reaction? And also, what about the people who live around there? I mean, it's hard enough to get a parking space as it is.
It is. Yeah, this one's going to be very interesting to watch. It's created a lot of interest over the past week as they came out with a plan, which would include closure of the street to only two cars. So really the reaction I heard from people was interest, but questions. You know, how would the stores, the restaurants, the bars, and other things that are in that area, how do you access them? How do you get all their product in there? I mean, how can we make this work? Because there's no doubt is an issue there. We've all seen the stories over the last couple of years about accidents that have occurred there, about some of the people who got hit on that street, and it's always crowded. So I think this one has some legs. I mean, just kind of as a fun metaphor there, and is really going to move ahead over the next couple of weeks, next couple of months as they study this. The biggest thing to me will be trying to make sure there's access, because it is one of the few through roads to get access from the east side of Milwaukee into the central area, whether it's Water Street, Van Buren. You can obviously take Farwell, but that is kind of a shortcut to go down Brady. So, I mean, really a lot of people use that, and you add that hotel that's going there that you and I have talked about. It's obviously going to add more traffic there. But I've really seen an interest in this from a lot of people, from the alderman, from the mayor. A lot of people are talking about this. A lot of people are seeing the work. They can look to Madison to see that it's worked on State Street. It's worked very well. I mean, I've used the example before. I traveled to Ireland last year, and throughout the main cities there, they have these areas where they don't allow cars in. The stores and the bars and the restaurants all are very successful. So I think this one will be interesting. There'll be a lot of interest in it. I wouldn't be surprised if something happens there over the next 12 months.
Speaking about closing roadways, I know you're going to be moderating an event on July 17th.
It's a theme all of a sudden, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. Very well planned, if I say so myself. But July 17th, you're going to be at Marquette moderating an event talking about that possible removal of I-794 and how it compares with the Park East Freeway that happened 20 years ago. Do you see a growing momentum to get rid of 794 and to just build more downtown?
This one's going to be easier. It's not as far along, and there's not as much support. There is support. I don't want to lead anybody. Sure, there is support to group people who don't see it. There's also a lot of people who have questions on it. I think we have to look at the 20 years ago and kind of what happened on the north half of downtown, how long that took, but also what the impact has been. I made this comment over the last few days. You wouldn't have an arena in its current place if not for the removal of that freeway. You wouldn't have everything that's happening around the arena on Juno, on McKinley, if not for that project. So it's obviously had an impact on the downtown. I think the main thing about the two of them is when you took that path north 20 years ago, you just ended on the east side of Milwaukee. Now, if you go down to 794, where do you go? You go south. You go down to St. Francis and Cudahy and Oak Creek. So it is an access point. So what's going to happen as this kind of thing moves ahead is how do you solve that? How do you make sure there's access from the south other than I-94? How will we do that? So I think there is momentum, maybe for a compromise, whether it's removing some of the ramps to do some things down there. But there's 16 acres of land, Libby, between the Marquette and the lake that has the opportunity to be redeveloped, whether it's for green space, retail, office, just using the space to really connect the Third Ward and the downtown. You know, for years, that freeway has been kind of a wall, in a sense, between the two. And there's so much happening in each area that you'd love to see that connected. So a lot of things to talk about, not nearly as far along as Brady, but I think will be a heavy topic for the next couple of years.
Well, I know there's a lot of talk about something that's going to take place July 13th through the 16th. And that's Harley-Davidson's 120th anniversary.
You got your motorcycle ready, right? You got You're going to be rooming all around the city. I know you.
I can't quite get that Harley brum. But where are those main events going to be held?
Most of them will be held on the lakefront at Veterans Park. There'll be some at the museum, and there'll be some others at the Harleys throughout the region where they sell the motorcycles. So this is a big deal for the area. I think we all forget this. Every 5 years, we see this influx of Harley riders, and the economic impact on our region is great. You're going to see them all over the city. You can see them at the restaurants, at the bars, at the big shows on the lakefront. It's costly for Harley. You know, we actually looked at that just in order to rent the park space. That's $100,000. For their stages, $100,500. So a lot of money is being spent on this event. But the return to the city in terms of hotel rooms and restaurants is huge. So you just got to be ready for 3 days of a lot of noise and a lot of fun. But I think we all have to remember how great this is for the city. And it's our chance to have Milwaukee seen by hundreds and hundreds and thousands of others who come from other areas of the country to see it. So this is a good time for Milwaukee. and a good time to be proud of the things we have in Milwaukee.
Well, I know you'll be rocking at the Harley-Davidson celebration, but
I'll be there one of the nights. How about you? I'm going to see the Foo Fighters. I expect you to be sitting there next to me, aren't you?
Exactly. David Grohl. Love him.
There you go.
Is it true that you were rocking and rolling to Debbie Gibson the other night at Summerfest?
I'll be honest. We walked near there. We heard her singing. We stopped for a song or two, and I'm like, wow, I remember those songs. That's interesting. But then we kept walking. I'll admit, we didn't stay for the whole show. But I was surprised to see you right in the front row. That was really shocking to me. I didn't realize you were such a huge fan.
I am. And you've been there a lot of nights. What has attendance been like? And what do you think the overall reaction is this year, especially since they've had a couple of cancellations of a few performers like Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah, I think overall so far it's been good. Crowds have been nice. I've talked about we were there last weekend for Sheryl Crow and James Taylor and then walked the grounds after the show to head home. It was packed. It was the most crowd I've seen there in a long time. So I think they've done well. The weather's been good. There was a little rain earlier this week, which I think had an impact, but overall I think it's doing well. We'll see over the holiday weekend, which is always a challenge because of all the travel that goes on and all the holiday events that are going on out there. And then next week, because next week is a vacation week for people, right? I mean, a lot of people take off. So will the crowds continue? I'd say so far so good, but there's just much more to come.
Well, you know, it can't all be fun and games and concerts. A lot of us have to go to work, and there's been an increase nationally and locally of those companies saying the workers have to come back to the office. How many days are they expecting people to actually have their seats filled? And will we ever see a return to a 5-day work week?
This one's fascinating to me because we've kind of seen a change over the last couple months. CEOs and heads of companies, executives, we're kind of just saying, you can come in when you want, we'll work this out. And now you're seeing the companies realize the importance of working together, of collaboration, of how important that is. And you see more and more companies are making it mandatory for 3 days a week. That's their standard. We've seen it nationally with that. So I think the 3 days is kind of the norm. Some are doing 4 days. There are very few companies who are doing five, other than for employees who have to be there. Maybe it's funny. I've often talked about Fridays in Milwaukee being slow. They are painfully slow nowadays. And I just don't think, and from all the national and local people I've talked to, Friday's never coming back. That's just going to be one of those days that you work from home, hopefully work the full day, which I know you do and I know I do. But I think Fridays won't come back. I think the aim is to get workers more in the office to really make this happen. I mean, I use the line all the time lately that in 2018, Libby, if I would have told you that you could work at home on Fridays, I would have been the number one manager in the country. Nowadays, if I said you could only work at home 1 day a week, I'm not a good manager. So it's an interesting time how things have changed and how flexibility has come into the workplace. But I think we're trying to find that thing that works for all companies. You know, is it 3 days a week? Is it 4 days a week? What works so we get the most out of the employees to really make things work well?
Oh, Mark, it's always great to have you here. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend.
You too. Happy 4th. Have a hot dog, have a beer, and have a safe holiday.